Hello everyone and welcome here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio 4, The Catholic Heart. I'm your host, Bill Slater, and on today's podcast episode, we are going to talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving particularly as a mode of prayer, but as we approach the secular feast of Thanksgiving, we can see this mode of prayer live itself out, certainly in our celebrations throughout the country, our homes, and with one another. However, we must remember that Thanksgiving is a human response, because prayer is a response to God's grace manifest in our lives, and Thanksgiving is a way to pray. Thanksgiving is a mode of prayer. And as we give thanks to God, God continually gives us his goodness. The scripture from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians highlights this beautifully. In chapter 1, verse 4, he says, "I give thanks to my God always on your account, for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." So you see, this quote from St. Paul highlights everything that I'd like to share with you today about Thanksgiving. First, Thanksgiving is something that we always must offer God. I like Father Larry Richard's statement. One time he said, "Did you thank God for your bad day?" God was present in your bad day. And Father Larry Richards hits that so much on the head. Sometimes we forget that God is present and God is still good even on our bad days. We have bad days. We have bad moments more frequently sometimes than we think that we have good moments or good days. And we must remember to always give thanks through the storm. Storms of life that have wrecked our homes and our houses. God is still good through those things. His goodness doesn't change, and it's hard to fathom that in our little human brains, but it's true. God also enriches us in every way. He bestows upon us knowledge that enables us to testify that Christ is God, that Christ is alive, and that Christ is working. He gives us that knowledge, and we must thank him for that knowledge. We must thank him for that instruction. We must thank him for the words that he gives us to defend the faith. We are not lacking in anything spiritual. If we are baptized and we are confirmed, as Catholics, we have all that we need to live an abundant spiritual life, living out God's great plan for us. Yes, and we do wait for Jesus Christ to come back. We are waiting for Christ to take us home. And it is this faith, it is this state of thanksgiving that keeps us firm to the end, until either we pass into this life or into the next life, from this life into the next life, or Jesus comes riding in on the clouds. It doesn't matter which one happens first. If we constantly give thanks to God for all of the many good things that we have experienced in our lives, God will keep us firm. I love how St. Paul closes this quote. "God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." How beautiful is that? God is constantly good. He is constantly faithful. His faithfulness never, ever fades away. And by him we are called, we are elected to share in fellowship. I think we understand that word, fellowship, really well when we celebrate our secular feasts of Thanksgiving here in America. We gather in fellowship at one another's homes, with one another's great friends or family, and we celebrate. We talk about the joys and the hardships that we have experienced over the past year. We pray together. We remember all of the great things that have happened with each other throughout the holiday of our secular Feast of Thanksgiving. And as we talk and as we share in fellowship, we realize that God is the glue of our relationships. Fellowship is more than just a passing hello in the hallway. Fellowship is sitting at the table and dining. And that is what we are called to do. Sit at the table and dine with Christ. As Catholic Christians, we are made for that. We have been given the grace to do that. And it's what Christ longs for us to have with him, is fellowship. He says it at the Last Supper. I have longed to share this meal with you. The time is coming now when I am going to be more fully with you, when I am going to give my entire life for yours. That is Thanksgiving. And when Christ prays at that first Eucharistic celebration, there are words that we repeat every Sunday at our Mass. He broke the bread giving thanks. As we break the bread at our Eucharistic tables, we give thanks to God. For what? For the gift of Jesus Christ. And for the gift of one another. Because we make up the body of Christ. And when we are called to fellowship with his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that means we are called to fellowship with one another. So let this Feast of Thanksgiving be more than just a celebration of some ancient pilgrims. Let it be of our own pilgrim journey from this life to the next. I'm Bill Slater, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. For more information about Patchwork Heart Radio, go to www.patchworkheart.org or email info@patchworkheart.org.